Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after, thanks for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, and very excited about having our good friend Ed Abel back on the show. Ed is a great entrepreneurial supporter and a guy who works with small business owners all the time to help them put their best foot forward. He's the founder of Abel Business Institute, and I don't know what we'd do without him. Ed, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's always great to be on the show. I look forward to it.
Good to have you back, Ed, as always. We're continuing our series on what you call business harmony. And one of the things that, I was just talking with one of the great entrepreneurial academians, Dr. Heidi Neck, and she's with Babson College, and they do a great job of promoting entrepreneurship. They do a lot of great work there. Many schools, elementary even, high school, colleges, graduate schools even, are doing a lot of work building curriculum for entrepreneurs. But the challenge is the interface, isn't it? The interface between doing it in the lab, so to speak, and doing it in the real world, isn't it?
Well, I think it's that, and partially it's based on the fact that I really believe small business owners don't initially think about going out on their own business to establish their own business. You know, if you really look at the details behind a small business owner, they tend to really not be the person that in high school, oh, I'm going to own my own business. Mm-hmm. They actually tend to be what we call skillpreneurs. A skillpreneur is someone who takes a skill set that they've learned over time or even that they've been trained in. So a doctor is a skillpreneur, a lawyer, mm-hmm. an accountant, mm-hmm. a plumber,
architect.
An electrician.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they're not thinking business, but then what happens is they find themselves doing extremely well, and they're like, you know what, I can do this for myself. And that's when they make that leap into what society calls entrepreneurship. I say it's a leap into skillpreneurship.
Well, you're right. I mean, for example, the SBA says there are 28 million small businesses in America. I'm going to propose that half of those people are skillpreneurs, and they don't even think of themselves as small business owners.
Correct. And the difference
if you sat down with them for a second and said, okay, you know, here's what a small business owner is and does. They would say, I guess that's what I am. But basically, they just think of themselves as a consultant or some provider of some service or something.
Exactly. Or just someone that's, you know, doing what they were trained to do for themselves.
Right. Only recently have doctors and lawyers even contemplated the thought that they might be a small business.
Absolutely. It's amazing, and we all know the challenges they have.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you really think of the curriculum in the academic world, I often say they're creating or they're guiding people to really become the corporate, and I define the corporations more of these large organizations that need levels of management. They're run by boards or they're in the public sector.
But I'm not so sure I agree with that because mm-hmm. I think they are doing what you're saying. I don't think that's all they're doing because I can see where somebody who was going to become a professional, one of the professionals, an attorney or an architect or whatever, would go and take a course in entrepreneurship and would learn a little bit about being a little more entrepreneurial with their architectural dreams, or
but I think those are your posts. They're doing it after their mm-hmm. career is already established. They're not saying, "Hey, I want to be an entrepreneur don't know what I'm going to entrepreneur, but I want to do that.
No,
and
I agree.
I'm gonna go
I agree with that. But the I guess the point I was making was with regard to the benefit and the utility of their of what they do, the educators, because
they have to do it. It's great.
But you know, Ed, how many doctors have you talked to who were, you know, on up in years, who said nobody ever taught me how to run my my office. They only taught me how to be a doctor. They never told me I was going to have to make a payroll. You know, that for I don't know if they I don't even know if they're doing it now or not. But
they aren't.
They probably still aren't.
They hire or go to take classes. Yeah. They either hire the consultant or take classes.
Yeah. Hey, Ed, give us your website, please.
Sure. I'm going to give you our newest website.
Okay.
It's skillpreneur.com.
Skillpreneur.com.
LLPRENEUR.
All right, so check it out, folks. 20 till. More to come with it with our good friend Ed Abel after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingay. And I wouldn't be
doggone. Hey, I belong. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.